B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Yeah, 3:48. Mike Missinelli Show. Jay Wright will join us at 4 o'clock. And Allen Iverson tomorrow will be on the program. So we'll get to discuss his little dudes, how they're doing. Little dudes are in trouble. I wonder what his reaction to this whole thing is going to be. Because, you know, my man, he played as a warrior. And last night, there weren't any warriors out there.
I'm sure he has thoughts.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Angela and Elkins Park. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, I'm screwed.
What's
up.
My name?
I'm sorry,
Skip.
Jen. Jen, I'm so sorry because it is time now for what's the. You know, I'm so obsessed and depressed that things just can't be played. This is refreshing.
Right.
I need this.
I know. I'm here
it's
to
It's called
give you a
What's Brewing with Jen. And it, of course, is brought to us by Dunkin. It's always game on with Dunkin. Rewards members, you can pick your day and score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid participating locations for a very limited time. Exclusions apply. Jen Scordo finding three stories that will take our minds off this damn Sixer thing. Jen, yes. Help us out.
Okay, I'm here. So a new Star Wars scented candle is about to go on sale. There are actually three of them. I am a big Star Wars fan, so I'm super excited about this. The first one's called Endor. It's inspired by the Ewoks and their forest moon where they inhabit. It smells like wild fern and pine needles, which I would only assume kind of probably smells like Christmas. Wild fern? I'm not quite sure what wild fern smells like.
Pine.
Right, pine, right. Like a Christmas tree.
Well, I'm saying there's non-Christmas, like a fall type of candle that's pine-ish.
Pine-ish?
Yeah.
It's not Christmassy?
Yes.
All right, I believe you. The second one is Tatooine. It has hints of juniper and desert shrub. You want to tell me what desert shrub smells like?
I'm a fan of juniper.
I love juniper.
I love the desert shrub.
What do you think that smells like? Desert shrub. I don't know, right?
Like
sand?
Yeah, like sandish, like type of
sand-ish?
Like sandstorm, like smell, like a sandy male smell.
Sandy male smell?
Yeah, like sandstone. You know, I don't know.
It's probably smells decent with the juniper. That's probably a decent candle.
I would think so, yeah.
That fern scent is a damp, sweet, woody fragrance.
Woody. That's a good way to describe the first one. And then the third one is called Death Star. It smells like smoked amber and forged steel. They do all three sound fairly masculine, but I like that in a candle a lot. Yeah, sure.
Well, juniper's not masculine.
Not really. Yeah, that's the second one kind of doesn't. But forged steel and smoked amber, that's pretty masculine.
So you like those males. That's interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
You like a nice woodsy bourbon candle?
Oh, yeah.
I happen to have one of those.
Yeah. You like it?
Well, yeah. It enhances when I'm smoking a cigar. I got that
bourbon.
It's a den of man. when I fire that candle up.
It's okay. Yeah. So there you go. Maybe you can buy a Star Wars themed candle for your mom for Mother's Day. If you don't want to get her a candle, you can go to KFC because they are offering a Mother's Day Kentucky Fried bucket. Like bouquet, but bucket. It's customizable arrangement that's half flowers and half fried chicken. Now, if your mother is a vegan or a vegetarian, that might not be the best thing for you to get her. But if she is a fan of KFC, which I am, you could do this. It's only available to customers ordering through the KFC app, only from May 1st to May 3rd. You'll get a promo code, and they'll be able to get everything to you. And what you need to do, you actually have to assemble it, because it's all through Pro Flowers. They send the flowers, and then KFC sends the chicken, and you put it on the skewers.
I can't have mom work for the food.
Well, you would do
fried
it.
Fried chicken?
You would put it together and then give it to mom.
Well, yeah, but she's going to get fried chicken. Well, we're going to have her, like, be chomping on chicken and greasy fingers on Mother's Day.
It would be kind of like an edible arrangement. You know, those edible arrangements.
What?
They have,
I thought it had chicken in it.
It does.
Oh, so
but
it's
also flowers.
Chicken and flowers.
Yes. So you just pull out the chicken and eat the chicken, and then you have the flowers.
That's what I'm saying. You're forcing mom to get our hands all greasy to munch on some chicken.
I mean, you're going to get greasy anyway eating fried chicken.
Yeah, she could. Yeah.
Your hands don't stay clean.
My mom using a fork and a knife on Mother's Day.
Huh? You want it to be a little classier?
Yeah.
You mean, I see.
I can't have her, like, you know.
Right, but if your mom wants chicken,
yeah,
get her what she wants.
That's right.
Not what you think she should have. Like, get her what she
wants. How many moms you think want Kentucky Fried Chicken on Mother's Day?
Thousands.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, thousands. I do. I think thousands.
If yes, I was a mother, I would.
Well, there's 150 men.
Take mom out for a nice dinner. You know.
Can still do that.
You
can get her the
KFC chicken
bouquet
for breakfast.
Or she can lunch. And chicken reheats very well.
It does.
You can eat chicken later. Like she
can eat chicken cold.
Right, so I mean, she might enjoy the chicken.
It's like Tony going to her Mother's Day with the Crown Royal. Well, mama's getting slashed on Crown Royal.
Maybe there are a lot of ladies that like Crown Royal. Might be all right.
All right.
All right, we'll end with this one. I'm going to be delicate once again. A man in Brazil has 9 wives.
That's dumb.
He had to set a, quote, sex schedule to, quote, fulfill my sexuality at any cost. That's what he said. See, the 9 women are beautiful. He is a very handsome gentleman. This is all in Brazil. They do not recognize polygamy, so his marriage is not actually legally binding. But he lives with all 9 women, and he said he had to set a schedule, like on an Excel file, to make sure that he was satisfied and that they were always satisfied. But they found out that the schedule was not great because then they felt like they had to at certain times. You know how that can go.
Right.
Maybe he didn't want to that night and they had to because it was on the schedule. So he's gone back to just the natural sex flow and that everything is wonderful.
Let's talk about this natural sex flow.
Yeah.
How old is my man?
It does not say, actually. He's younger. I mean, he looks young. The women look younger.
Seriously, 30. Like, I can see if you're in your 20s.
Yeah, I would think
and you can recover.
Yeah.
It would be impossible to recover.
He also has an fan-only page. Is that what it's called? OnlyFans page? I don't know what he does on the OnlyFans page, but he has it, and evidently it's very lucrative.
You know, come a time, he's going to need a hat full of pills.
And
that thing's not going to last. This is a novelty.
Well, one woman already left.
That's what I'm saying. That's not
so
he's got 8 left.
Well, no, he had 10. Now he has 9.
It'll be one, the one that actually likes him, because the rest of them just want the money and the fame.
But so, yeah, he said they don't get jealous of each other. What they get jealous of is when he buys a more extravagant or more expensive gift for somebody
and
else.
And that's not supposed to be allowed. If it was really recognized, you couldn't live like that. Everybody has to be equal.
Right.
That's why 9's stupid. And he's stupid.
Yeah.
9.
I don't know how
it's
you
hard enough
that.
To do it one.
Exactly.
9? I'd rather die.
Yeah, but that Uncle Junior line of Sopranos. How you doing, Uncle June? What can I get you? Well, you can give me a blonde with big boobs and a hat full of Viagra.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Uncle June line. Uncle June was the best. Anyway, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Yes. Take our mind off a little bit. Jen took our mind off a little bit with What's Brewing with Jen, brought to you by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Pick your day, score a free medium hot coffee 1 time per week. Valid participating locations for a limited time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.